55th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft.
The Denver Broncos select
Bradley Chubb,
Cortland Sutton,
Royce Freeman,
Isaac Yiadom.
What a weekend for the Broncos. We'll have all the ins and outs coming up in this draft breakdown. And let's start with a quick look at all 10 selections from John Elway and his staff. And, of course, starting with Bradley Chubb, fifth overall, followed up by Cortland Sutton and Royce Freeman and Isaac Yiadom on day two, Josie Jewell early in the fourth, and then Deshaun Hamilton, Troy Fumagalli, Sam Jones, Keyshawn Bieria, and wrapping it all up, David Williams. Hello from inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse alongside Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I am Phil Milani. Guys, let's get your quick thoughts on the draft overall.
First of all, I want to address the fact that it's Blue Blazer Monday, and yes. I did not get the memo, first of all. I liked it. I thought that the Broncos took the best talent at every single time they were on the clock. You look at Chubb, the best talent there, in my opinion, and it sounds like John Elway and his staff agreed, the highest defensive player on their board. Second round, Cortland Sutton, again, a guy that they had a first round grade on, but you find value in the second round. You go down the list, Freeman, Yiadom, Jewell, all of those guys, you have great talent for the spot.
You look at this draft class and there aren't any picks that jump out to you as perceived reaches at this point. And it seemed like they gambled on experience, they gambled on character, leadership. A lot of these guys are team captains. And in the case of all of these guys, you've got some track record, in some cases a long track record, of proven production.
The grades are already out on this draft class. Let's take a quick look. NFL.com, A. Washington Post, A minus. MMQB, A minus. CBS Sports, B plus. And then, of course, Mel Kiper with the B plus. And Matt, you mentioned it started with Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, the reviews even before day one with Von Miller calling him a Khalil Mack Von Miller mashup was a great soundbite. But we had a chance to talk to Bradley when he came into the facility this past weekend. He says his nickname is the Astronaut. He told us why he's planning to take his game to a new orbit.
My brother loves the rapper Future, so he started listening to him, and Future calls himself an astronaut, so my brother started calling himself one, and then my brother called me Astronaut Junior, and it started as a little joke, and we just took it from there and just kept running with it, and just who we are now. And
snowball.
So yeah, it's just snowball. And then the Twitter name, my agency actually did that for me. I woke up on draft day, they was like, check your new Twitter name. I was like, oh snap.
So you heard it there. Very excited to see the Astronaut Twitter handle at the end of, or at the beginning of the draft, I should say. His walk-up song, I know you were in Dallas, Future and Young Thug 200. So he was keeping the Future theme all the way through the draft.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, oh, it wakes up and thinks it's so cool. Astronaut, it is pretty cool. And Mace, we talked to John Elway after the draft, and he said most people can evaluate those day one picks, but you really make your hay on day two and day three. You feel like they addressed all their needs?
Yeah, I think so. All the obvious needs on the roster. And you start with day two, Cortland Sutton at wide receiver. He could eventually be receiver number one. That's going to be a need that probably bears itself out to 2019, 2020. But he can help you as maybe a number three receiver this year. You can say the same about Deshaun Hamilton. I love that pick early on day three. I actually had him in my seven-round mock going to the Broncos at 106. They take him at 113. Great value there. Broncos thought he was arguably the best receiver at the Senior Bowl. And one of those two guys could be your number three receiver. They could be your top two receivers at some point. And then, of course, when you're talking about need, you needed a running back badly. And that's why you have Royce Freeman there in the third round. Really, I thought the talent dropped off considerably at running back after Royce Freeman, so it was important to get one of those guys kind of in that second tier. Those guys were going to go round two, round three. Very productive at Oregon, and okay, he doesn't really do any one thing well, but he does a lot of things pretty well. A diverse skill set, and that lends itself well to being a good number one back.
Yeah, and he's a senior. He's been a veteran at the college level. Should be able to come in and compete for that starting role right away. And Mace, they also drafted a lot of captains and good people. John Elway said he had a good reason why.
What we went through last year, and you know, the losing streak that we went through, to be able to, you know, pull it out of that nosedive, you need quality people. And I think that that's one thing that we thought that we needed more of. And so because when the tough gets going, that's when you need the guys to get going. And so you know, we felt like, you know, if we could find those guys that would battle through, that were real competitive, then it would prevent us from ever having an 8-game losing streak again.
Yeah, no more 8-game losing streaks around here, guys. Let's wrap up this show. We also talked to John Elway about a few other things, including the fact that they did not draft a quarterback. Matt, there's going to be a competition now for that backup spot between Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly.
I think the most interesting thing about this quarterback battle, if you will, for that second spot is that both these guys are going to get fresh starts. Last year, Chad Kelly came into the league battling injuries. Paxton battled an injury starting in that preseason, never really got totally healthy. I think the fresh start for each of these guys is going to level the playing field, especially since both of them have been with Bill Musgrave for at least half a season.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see what happens here. A lot of unknowns about Chad Kelly. Let's see what he can do once he gets out on the field. That's a position battle because of a player they didn't draft. Mace, what about a position battle because of the players they did draft?
Let's start with wide receiver, where you bring in Courtland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton in the first four rounds. Of course, last year they drafted Carlos Henderson, Isaiah McKenzie. Those guys have better come ready to play because Sutton and Hamilton could push them down a little bit. And Jordan Taylor also, when he comes back from injury, he better come ready. Guy mentioned also tight end with Troy Fumagalli coming in. It's wide open, no obvious starter at this point. Jake Butt's there, and I think he may well win the job, but a lot of competition there. And then cornerback, once you get to number three, number four cornerback, Isaac Yadam in there. You have Brendan Langley hoping to do more in year two. And don't forget Marcus Rios, who played late in the season for the Broncos last year.
Competition is good. That's what we heard from John Elway. Rookie minicamp will be right around the corner. That's a wrap-up on the draft. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Moore.